only by publishing these figures will we really get to the stage whereby the investment we put in place to make sure the waiting lists don't continue. We do it for adults in general, and the adult lists include the children, but they're not segregated out, so we cannot see how many children are waiting for the various specialties and how many are waiting from up to 3 months, up to 6 months, up to 9 months, over 12 months, over 18 months, and etc. We really need to see that, and the public need to see those figures.
We see the daily publications from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, their trolley watch reports. More often than enough then, subsequently, the government faces backlash for those trolley figures. Do you feel in that sense there might be a reluctance there from the government to publish such lists on waiting lists?
Well, unfortunately, that's our concern, that the government doesn't want to publish figures which are available because it highlights the problem. But there's nothing to be gained by actually hiding the problem. We need to be stand up for our children. We need to stand up for our patients. We need to make sure that there is an insufficient capacity in our hospitals that is addressed in a constructive, planned basis so that we're not repeating these discussions year after year. And we need real action by the government. And we've been saying that to them for at least a decade. And in fact, what's happening is the government is discriminating against our highly trained specialists and doctors and effectively driving them abroad, having invested heavily in their education and leaving vacancies in hospitals such as Letterkenny, such as Sligo and Roscommon and throughout the Saolta Hospital Group.